Welcome to Healthline 3. Today we are looking at solutions to obesity with Dr. James Barnes. Dr. Barnes is a bariatric surgery expert. Dr. Barnes, thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me, Jade.
Absolutely. So we're going to be talking all about weight loss surgery, and speaking of that, bariatric surgery. Tell us, who is a candidate for this?
Yeah, so this is surgeries for weight loss for people that are morbidly obese, and that's defined. We base it on a body mass index or the BMI, but if you look at just absolute weights, it's typically people that are 90 to 100 pounds or more over their ideal body weight are people that we start looking at surgical solutions, because we know that diet and exercise and weight loss medications and all that, once you get into that morbid obesity range, it's just really rare to have a significant weight loss and then maintain that weight loss without surgery.
Mm-hmm. So talk about the different types of operations that are offered.
Yeah, so weight loss surgery has evolved over the years. It started 70, 80 years ago, so this is, something that's been around for a long time. And there have been a number of operations that have kind of come and gone during that time, but we focus now mostly on two operations, which is the gastric bypass and the sleeve gastrectomy.
Mm-hmm. And what does that come down to? How would you decide between those two?
Yeah, so there's pros and cons to both. The way we do this for new patients, we do a free seminar every week, and we have a small group. We start out the morning with everybody together, and it's just a small number of people. We keep we do it every week, so we don't get big massive groups. We like to keep it where people can interact and ask questions and whatnot, and we go over the two operations and again kind of pros and cons of each one. And then I meet with each person individually afterwards. We go through their medical history and help them kind of formulate a decision in terms of which operation is going to be the best fit for them.
Mm-hmm. So right now all the craze is those shots like Ozempic, Mounjaro. How does that compare to surgery, weight loss surgery?
Yeah, so you do hear a lot about that, again, there's pros and cons to those as well. I think that in terms of weight loss medications, the shots are probably the best thing we have out there for a medication for weight loss. I think they work better than things like Atipex and Topamax and some of those things that are more traditional weight loss medications. So they do work reasonably well. There are issues with them, especially when you compare with surgery. And so what we see, first of all, is that the weight loss is not nearly the amount of weight loss that we see with surgery. You do see a much greater weight loss with the operation. And then I think one of the other big differences is looking long term. When you have the surgery, most people, once the surgery is done, this is going to be a long-term weight loss. Most people are going to maintain that weight loss for the rest of their life. With any kind of weight loss medication, whether it's a pill or a shot or what have you, it works while you're taking it, but as soon as you get off of it, for most people, they're going to gain that weight right back. And mm-hmm. So it's kind of a temporary fix in a way. We're seeing some other issues with the shots, that side effects. A lot of people have a lot of trouble with nausea on those. About 50% of folks have daily nausea with the shots. I think that's partly how it works, honestly, is when you're nauseated, you don't feel like eating as much. And then we're having a real availability problem with it right now, too. It's just, most pharmacies are not able to get it in very well right now. And so we have some, because I use it some too on occasion, but we're not really able to get it for most people right now. It's just not available mm-hmm. readily.
What can people expect when they have bariatric surgery? What kind of results?
Yeah, so depending on the operation, we do see a little better weight loss with the gastric bypass over the sleeve. And so we see about 75% excess weight loss. So somebody that's 100 pounds overweight would lose about 75 pounds on average with the bypass. With the sleeve, it's about a 60% excess weight loss. It's a little bit less with the sleeve than with the bypass, but still a very nice weight loss with that as well.
Mm-hmm. And you actually brought in some photos of some transformations that are pretty incredible, I must say.
Yeah.
And these are actually some of your patients. And we actually have one of the photos up here on the screen now. Talk about this patient here.
Yeah, so I wanted to just show some of these. We talked about this last month when we did Healthline a little bit. And it's just really fun to see the changes that these people go through. And the pictures really show it. And so we brought a few pictures of some people. I love this one because this is a husband and wife that went through this together. And
okay.
We see quite a bit of that. And I think that's great. I think it's a lot easier if your spouse is doing this with you and you can, you know, do your dieting together and all of that.
It's like a buddy system.
Yeah, it really is. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of an accountability partner in a way too. And so this is Eric and Chandra. You can see, the big change before. Now, interestingly, they did different operations. And so Eric did a gastric bypass and Chandra did a sleeve gastrectomy. For different reasons, but they felt like those were going to be a better fit for them. And but they've both done really well. Eric's lost 145 pounds. So he's had a really dramatic weight loss.
Incredible.
Chandra, who was not as heavy as Eric starting out, but she lost about 80 pounds. And with these people, we asked them to give us a couple things that were different about their lives now than they were before their surgery. And so talking with Eric about that, he was on a bunch of medications before surgery. He is off of everything now. He takes no medications whatsoever. And he used to have to sleep with a CPAP machine every night for sleep apnea, and he doesn't need that anymore. So he's had some really big health changes for him. Chandra told me that for her, a lot of it's been like her energy, her activity level, she notices really picked up since she's lost the weight. And then another thing that she told me, which I thought was kind of fun, is that she says that she has a lot more clothing options now. And it's just more fun to go shopping for clothes and so many more different choices you have being at a more normal weight.
Wow. So they both look great. I bet you are so happy. I can just tell the smile on your face just seeing the results there.
Yeah, it's just fun. And I'm blessed. I get to see this every day with people going through this. And it really is fun to see. I get excited about it, but seeing the patients get excited about it and as they get healthier and feel better and can do more things, and it's just really, really fun to see.
Yeah. And who do we have here?
All right. So this is Kim here, who is just a year out now from a gastric bypass just recently. And you can see her before and after. And some of these patients, specifically, we wanted to show a few people that, you know, you don't have to be 600 pounds to have weight loss surgery. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our patients, in fact, most of them are not that size. Most of them are more in the range that you're going to see here today and some we're going to look at. But Kim lost 71 pounds. She's just now a year out. She also talked about feeling more energetic. And she said walking is just so much easier. And I hear that a lot. People, when they first come to see me, just walking in from the parking lot to my office, they get out of breath. Sometimes they have to stop a couple of times. And normal walking, whether it's, you know, in a parking lot or up a flight of stairs, you know, that they can do now without being so winded.
Yeah, she looks great. Just great. Yeah, I mean, you can get winded when you're overweight or obese.
Yeah,
just,
and that usually gets much better.
Just doing just normal steps can be a lot on you.
So here's a picture of Joey. Joe, most of these people are about a year out now. These are a lot of our recent one-year patients here. Joey had a gastric bypass. He lost about 90 pounds in the first year with his surgery. He also talked about getting off. He was on multiple medications for high blood pressure. He's now on nothing for that anymore with a normal blood pressure. And one of the things he commented on is he's able to do so much more stuff with his kids. He can just be more active and do more things, which is great.
Yes, that is so important to be able to do more things with your children, play with them, be more physical with them. Look at that. Just
big
incredible
change.
Dr. Barnes.
So this is Rainey. Some of you are probably familiar with Rainey because we have highlighted her on Healthline several times. And we've actually kind of filmed Rainey as she went through the process. And you can, we've got a great little 5 or 6 minute video that's on our website at highlandclinic.com showing Rainey's transformation. We filmed her the whole, you know, from her first visit with us to after she lost all her weight, progressively as she went through. And so she's been a great spokesperson for bariatric surgery. She lost just over 100 pounds. She talked a lot about how her confidence has gotten so much better. She just feels better about herself, and that's been a big change for her. Also just talked about being more active with her kids and just, you know, life in general, just feeling like doing more things, more energetic.
These are great photos. Everybody looks just so great. And yeah, just the confidence you talk about and just being more physical.
Yeah, for sure. And this is our last one. This is Shelby. Shelby actually works at the Highland Clinic. Again, you can see she wasn't massively overweight starting out, but she was in that morbidly obese range. Shelby's about a year out now, and she's lost, she had a sleeve gastrectomy. She's lost 54 pounds so far. Still slowly losing, as she gets into that second year. Has done great. And again, kind of the same theme here. She says she feels just, you know, more energetic, better overall, more confident in her interactions with people, and also just able to do so much more with her kids now.
I love seeing these photos. It makes such a difference just to see it as you're talking about it.
Yeah, it really does, because, you know, I think it's such a dramatic change. And it's always fun when the patients come in for their one year visit. We take their picture, and then we print that up along with their very first picture they took with us, and I give them to those at the end of the visit. And just watching these people, you know, look at the change, because when you're going through it, it's, you know, it's a gradual weight loss, and you know, when you see yourself every day in the mirror, you don't really appreciate the change. And then when you hold that up and they see where they were a year ago and then today, it's just really dramatic.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you to Dr. Barnes's patients for sharing this on television. I know, you know, it's a private process, so thank you for going public with everything you've been working on and going through. So we so appreciate this.
Yeah, I think that's great. You know, there, you know, sometimes, and people are different. Some are more private than others are about it. But you know, I think, you know, one of the things that we try to emphasize when these patients come in, because a lot of times when they first come in, they, you know, their self-esteem is low. They feel like they have failed because they've not been able to be successful with their dieting over the years. And, you know, we try to really stress that, you know, this is not a willpower issue. It's not any fault of your own. This is a disease process, just like diabetes or colon cancer or anything else you want to mention, and that they just haven't done the right treatment for it yet. You know, the treatment for morbid obesity, it's not diet, it's not exercise, it's not weight loss pills or shots, it's surgery, because we know that that's what works. And to get a substantial weight loss and for most people, a long-term weight loss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just definitely hard to get that weight off. So does insurance cover this type of surgery?
Most of the time it does, actually. And a lot of people don't realize that. I'll have even, you know, doctors ask me sometime, you know, as, you know, just kind of assuming that this is all like a cash pay kind of a thing. And it's really not. I would say 95% of the people that we operate on, we do it through their insurance. Mm-hmm. And most of the major commercial insurance carriers cover bariatric surgery. There's a few exceptions, but most cover it, and Medicare covers it as well. And we take that also. You know, most people, because if you're paying cash, it's an expensive endeavor, because it, you know, there's a lot of costs involved with it. But when you do it through your insurance, you kind of just, you know, it's whatever your deductible or copay is. You know, most people, you know, it typically is, you know, a couple $1,000s that they're going to pay out of pocket for the whole process.
Okay. And we have Crystal on the line. Crystal, good afternoon to you. What is your question? Okay, we lost Crystal, but Crystal, call us back with your question. We'd love to hear from you. So is it safe? Is bariatric surgery safe?
Yeah, there are risks with it because it's surgery, but they're very rare. And that's one of the things we talk about in the seminar too, because I want to make sure that patients are well informed about what we're doing. And so we talk about all the benefits of surgery, but we do talk about the risk as well. Now, again, most people go through without any of the problems that we mentioned. We have a very low complication rate there. It's not zero because nobody's a zero, but it's very low. And I always tell people, you got to kind of weigh both sides. You know, these are the risk of surgery, but these are the risk of not having surgery, the risk of morbid obesity and all of the health issues that go along with that. And I think for most people, the risk of an operation are much less than the risk of morbid obesity and all of the comorbidities with that.
Mm-hmm. So say I decide to go through with bariatric surgery and I choose gastric bypass, what happens next?
So it can be a little complicated, and that's why we walk people through a step at a time as we do the process. So I mentioned we do the seminar first. That's mm-hmm. always step one, where they come in and get informed about the operations and make sure that they feel like that's what they want to do. Decide which operation we're going to do. And then we kind of lay out, I told you we meet with them individually after the seminar, and then we kind of lay out an individualized treatment plan for the patients. So sometimes we ask them to lose a little bit of weight before surgery. I usually do a scope on them before surgery to check out their stomach. Sometimes their insurance company has requirements that we have to do a psychiatric evaluation, a nutrition evaluation, things like that. So there's a series of steps that we have to go through, but we sort of map all that out at that first visit, and then we see them every month or so until we get everything knocked out and then move on to surgery.
Okay. We have Leroy on the line. Leroy, good afternoon. What is your question for Dr. Barnes?
I weigh 560 pounds.
Uh-huh.
I had 300 surgeries.
You had, say that again, Leroy, you had what?
300 hernia surgeries.
Uh-huh.
300 surgeries.
And are you asking if you'd be a candidate for weight loss surgery?
Yeah,
and most likely you would. We would have to kind of look at what you had done, but a lot of times mm-hmm. when patients come in, they've had previous surgery before, and that usually does not keep us from doing what we need to do. We would have to work on losing some weight before surgery at that weight. And we can, certainly help with that and, mm-hmm. Get enough weight off of you before surgery to make the operation as safe as we can. I think, from what I'm hearing, you probably would be a candidate for surgery.
Okay, so I'm bedridden and stuff, and I can't get out of bed or do nothing. I just ain't got no strength.
Yeah, and that's that's when you get into that weight range, that's not uncommon. And so we would have to again work on losing some weight before surgery, maybe get you involved with some physical mm-hmm. therapy and exercise and things like that to start working on getting up and weight bearing and doing some walking get mobile enough where we feel like it would be safe to do the surgery. So there would be some steps there. It's not going to happen overnight, but if you're interested, we could certainly look into it and see what we could do.
Yeah, I've been trying to get all that. I went through that stuff three times already. When I got ready to do the surgery, my insurance wouldn't pay for it.
Okay, and that can be a problem. And the way we do that, you can just call my office, and I'll just throw out that uh-huh. number. It's 798-4432, and mm-hmm. you can... 4433, I'm sorry. And you can, we can check on your insurance and see if you have coverage for it. And because that's kind of the, you know, we got to make sure we're able to do it first, because you know, most cover but not all do. But we could look into that for you.
Yeah, I got Medicare with Humana.
Okay, well, you probably would have coverage then with that.
Yeah.
So just give us a call, and we can start the process for you.
Okay, right now I'm on hostage and stuff.
All right. Well, you can call the office, and we can check into it and see if it looks like we could help you with that.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. Okay. Well, So someone who might be bedridden, they would have to get some exercise and stuff.
Yeah, that makes it a little more complicated, because you know, if they're not able to get up and walk, then that's going to increase their risk of a complication after surgery. And so somebody like that, you know, we would have to do a lot of work before surgery to, you know, work on some weight loss, increase in their mobility, things like that.
Mm-hmm. And we have Tara on the phone now. Tara, what is your question?
Hi, Dr. Barnes. My question is, what is the root cause of this obesity epidemic? I mean, I just watched Rosemary's Baby, and Mia Farrow was what I grew up with. You know, I guess I'm dating myself. I'm 70. So all in the 60s and 50s, I don't remember seeing anybody that was a candidate for bariatric surgery ever. So what is the deal?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. Obesity is definitely something that has increased in the last 40, 50 years. We see so much more of that now. I think it's a lot of stuff. I think it's a lot of it is change in diet, because really, when you boil it down, obesity is still just a function of taking in too many calories every day in your diet. And you know, if you want to, you know, bring it down to its simplest form. And I think that, you know, there's a lot, you know, if you compare the diets today compared to, you know, like you said, in the 60s and 70s, you know, there's so much more processed food, there's so much more fast food, you know, there's just a lot of, it's just easier to make poor choices with your diet than it was years ago. I think that's a lot of it. I think we've probably become a little more sedentary with technology and gaming and all that stuff. I think, you know, probably people aren't as active as they used to be. That could be a factor as well.
Yeah, that's a great answer. I mean, you're right. I mean, people used to have gardens, and just the options weren't there.
Yeah,
all right, well,
for
thank
sure.
you so much.
All right, thanks for your call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, that's such a good point. And with Thanksgiving coming up, we're all going to be eating so much food.
I know. I always tell my patients, I'll give you a pass on Thanksgiving. You know, we'll give you that day. I'm not going to fuss at you for eating a little too much on Thanksgiving, because I think we all do that. I always say nobody does it perfectly every day.
So yeah.
You got to have just more good days than bad.
That's a good point. Okay, so yeah, you were talking about that. What kind of was interesting to me, that the patients you were showing who lost a lot of weight, you were saying that a lot of them got off some of their medications.
Yeah, and it's a big reason that a lot of people look into surgery, especially in folks that are a little bit older. You know, the people that are in their 20s and 30s, and we operate on all ages from 18 to 70. And so depending on what stage of your life you're at, people are sometimes motivated by different reasons. You know, people in their 20s or 30s, it's not always so much health issues. It's just that they want to feel better. They want to get more active. Sometimes it's more social reasons too. They just want to look better. They want to, you know, date. They want to, you know, do things that you know, that's, you know, easier when you've lost some weight.
Mm-hmm.
People that get a little bit older, in that range that I'm in now, sometimes it's more medical issues. And, mm-hmm. and obesity, I think, is the single biggest risk factor there is on a person's health, just because there's so many health issues that go along with being overweight. Diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea, those are probably the big three that we talk about, but but there's just so many more, you know, reflux, joint problems. I get sent a lot of patients by the orthopedic doctors because of, you know, patients with bad knees and back pain and things like that. The risk of many types of cancer goes up significantly with obesity. It just affects every aspect of your health. And when you lose that weight, those problems get so much better. And most people get off most, if not all, of their medications. We see that all the time. You know, curing diseases that are big diseases, you know, like curing diabetes. We see an 80 to 90% cure rate of type 2 diabetes with the gastric bypass. And it's usually within about 2 days the diabetes is gone after surgery. It's pretty remarkable. Most people get off their blood pressure medicine. Most people get off their CPAP machine for sleep apnea. So people are just dramatically healthier after they lose some weight.
That's incredible. And talk about again how much weight is lost and what BMI do you have to be to have that surgery?
Yeah, so the BMI, and if you don't know your BMI, it's easy to calculate, and you can just get a BMI calculator on, you know, just search that on Google. All you have to know is how tall you are and how much you weigh, and you plug those two numbers in and it will give you the BMI. And the BMI just allows us to compare everybody across the board. You know, if you just have a weight, say 250 pounds, well, that means something very different in a woman that's 5'2" versus a man that's 6'3".
Right.
And so the BMI just sort of, you know, wraps that all up into one number. And so the numbers we use, if you have a BMI of 40 or greater, you're going to be a candidate for surgery. If you're between 35 and 40 and have at least one of those health issues that we mentioned, you're going to be a candidate for surgery. Right now, although, you know, there's efforts to kind of work on lowering this number, but you know, right now most of the insurance companies will not cover it if your BMI is less than 35.
Okay.
And so 35 or greater is the short answer to that.
I gotcha.
On your BMI.
Okay. And then, so the surgery can cut your weight, you said, by like 80% or so?
Yeah, about, we see about a 70 to 75% excess weight loss with the bypass. With a sleeve, it's a little bit less, about 60%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, big change.
Yeah, huge changes here. And, yeah, those patients, it's just incredible to see. And it's just a boost in confidence, a boost in physical activity, not huffing and puffing up the stairs.
Yeah.
So, yes, thank you so much for sharing that once again. So, yeah, tell me your address, how people can contact you.
Yeah, so we're over in the Highland Clinic, which is on Burt Coons. It's adjacent, it's the building sort of attached to Christus Highland Hospital. We do all of our surgery at Christus Highland. It's a big bariatric center, and we do a lot of bariatric surgery there. I'm chief of staff there at the hospital. We do everything robotically too, which we didn't get a chance to get into today. There's always too many topics,
so much,
and not enough,
yeah,
time. But we do all the surgery robotically there, and so we're, you know, easily located, and like I said, if you're interested, you know, the first step is just to call the office. You can also get online at highlandclinic.com, and if you go under providers and click on my name, I've got some information about it there, and I've got a Facebook page also, James Barnes MD. And, you know, there's a lot of posts on there as well, just if you want to just kind of look at it yourself.
And like you said, it's an overnight stay, and then you can go back to work in like 10 to 14 days?
Yeah, that's pretty typical. It depends on what kind of work you do. But, you know, most people that have a desk-type job, I do most of my surgery on Wednesdays and Thursdays. What typically we see is people take the next week off and then go back the Monday after that.
Okay.
Is what most people do after surgery. Now, it's a month before you're fully 100% recovered, but, you know, usually within a week and a half, 2 weeks, people are back doing their normal routine.
Okay. That's not too bad.
It's really not. When you think of, the size of the operation that we're doing, and that's the robotic technology, it makes such a huge difference.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you again for coming on. I've enjoyed it, and I really enjoyed those transformations.
So. Yeah, those are always so fun to look at.
Oh, yeah. And I guess we'll have you on next month.
I'll be here.
All right. Appreciate you. And thank you so much for watching this edition of Healthline 3. We'll have another Healthline tomorrow. See you then.